Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Time to take another look back at the year 1971, maybe the best musical year ever for rock and roll. But first, let's get a bit of insight on the year itself. Nixon ended the trade embargo with China. Idi Amin seized power in Uganda. The Pentagon Papers were published in the New York Times. The national debt, a paltry $408 billion. Unemployment stood at 4.9%. First class stamp cost 6 cents. Jim Morrison and Duane Allman both passed. And All in the Family started a trend of socially conscious TV programs. We went to see Clockwork Orange, The French Connection, The Last Picture Show. Phyllis George of Texas was Miss America, and the Grammys were dominated by a singing duo with album, record, and song of the year, all coming from Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Waters. But that's not where we're going today. No, today we're going to a group that had several firsts on its album they released in April of 1971. The cover, conceived by Andy Warhol, featuring a working zipper that opened to reveal a man's cotton briefs. It was the first album by these guys that featured no material from the late founding member Brian Jones. And it was also the first album with the talents of Mick Taylor on guitar, full-time. Of course, I speak of the Rolling Stones and their classic spring release, Sticky Fingers. It was also the first release on the newly formed label Rolling Stones Records. Now, most of the album was recorded with the Stones' mobile unit in Stargroves on Mix Estate in England. It was a huge hit from the get-go. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Ghost, ghost, stay. living is easy to do. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. I can't let you slide through my hands. To show me the same. Thank you.
the Murphy, when are you coming round again? Oh, and I don't think I can wait that long. Oh, you see that I'm not that strong. The scream of the ambulance is sounding in my ears. Tell me, Sister Morphine, how long have I been lying here? What am I doing in this place? Thank you.
Fingers from the Rolling Stones on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. We started with what I think is one of the greatest rock songs of all time, Brown Sugar, number one single. Then we heard Wild Horses, Dead Flowers, Sister Morphine, which had originally been recorded during the Let It Bleed sessions and then held over due in part to contract squabbles with then ex-manager Alan Klein. And finally, Can't You Hear Me Knockin'? Now, as I mentioned earlier, this was Mick Taylor's first full-length album with the Stones, and man, did he run with it. His solo on that song, along with Bobby Keys' sax, I'm telling you, is just unmatched, and really, there's no other way to say it. It rocks. Sticky Fingers reached number one on the Billboard charts, and is number 63 on Rolling Stones' list of the 500 greatest albums. VH1 declared the cover the number one greatest album cover of all time. I guess they liked it. But it's what's inside that raises the bar. Jagger and Richards at their best. The Stones truly at their zenith. And this album is one of the best examples of how really good the year 1971 was. Sticky Fingers on today's tunes. Hope you enjoyed it. Check us out on Facebook and here on the web. And don't forget to tweet, baby. Tweet. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.